b'shem kadsho. Yismach lev mevakshei Hashem. So, literally, that what that means is glory in His name. But what I find interesting about this is the hif'il generally means like lehit palel, right? Lehit halech. When Hashem wanted to go with Adam together, right? Or lehit palel. Which, if you ask me, also has this idea of going together with Hashem. You could explain it's reflexive, it's about you. That's one explanation. Hitalu means I'm going to be raised up through God's name. Yeah? That's explanation number one. Hitalu, by me praising Hashem, I get raised up. Just like we see Sarah was mitalel, they praised her, they raised up her status. But I want to be mechadish the second explanation. Hitalu means we're walking together with Hashem. We praise Him and He praises. And we're like, I'm almost like singing about Hashem, with Hashem. And in that act, both He and I are raised up. Hitalu b'shem kadsho is when, like, just like when two people walk together. So we're praising together His name. And through that act of praising, I'm actually elevated because I'm not selfish. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about higher values.
But that was like the first time you said that, though.
It's a very simple. Yeah, exactly. I'm just pointing out that my first explanation is not necessarily a standard explanation, but I think it makes a lot of sense. Hitalu meaning me walking together with God as opposed to just me, myself, being raised up.
So what was the second one again?
The standard explanation is just I'm being raised up, and I'm going to say that I'm praising with Hashem together. I'm kind of like praising together with Hashem and being raised up together with Hashem. Anyways, Yismach lev mevakshei Hashem. Those who are happy-hearted will search out Hashem. Now, in other things in life, if I'm searching for money, I'm searching for a job, I'm searching for honor, I'm never going to be truly happy. Right? The act of searching is not necessarily associated with happiness because it's endless and it only leads to disappointment. On the other hand, when I'm searching out Hashem, that's what a human being is made to do, and that leads us to be joyous. Now, what does it mean, I'm searching out Hashem? I'm trying to find Him. It's like hiding, go seek Him. So I think what it means, for me at least, meaning I'm looking for God's smiling face to be upon me. I'm like we say in Sim Shalom, that Bor Panecha, Panav. We're about to say that we're looking for God's smiling face. We're looking for to feel God's loving presence in our life. So we say it, it's obviously a metaphor. We don't really believe God has a face. But I think, for example, look in Sim Shalom, Ki b'or panecha natata Hashem l'kinu Torah t'chaim abad chesed. So God's face is associated, when the Torah says, my face shall shine upon you, it's associated with God's love, God's kindness, feeling like God loves us. So we're searching out to feel Hashem in our lives, and not just to feel Hashem, but to feel Yud Kevavke, to feel the God of love, the God of chesed, the God of rachamim. And a person who's always searching for that type of Hashem in his life, he will always be happy. Unlike other searches, one is always searching for Hashem, that pursuit is actually what makes a person happy, when you're always searching for Hashem. Dirshu Hashem v'uvzo, search out Hashem in His strength. Bakshu fanav tamid, always search for Hashem in every moment in your life, every action in life, should be searching for that love of Hashem. Okay? And what's interesting here is the uzo. Everything else is about feeling God's love. But uzo is actually the opposite. Oz means strength, right? Like gvura, the opposite of chesed. So on the one end, we're searching out God's kindness and love. But on the other end, we have to know that in order to get to that place of feeling God's kindness, we need to use that inner strength that Hashem Himself uses. Right, we know Hashem, he sometimes has to be a judge. He sometimes punishes. he sometimes, right, has to create borders because it's what's best for us. Just like a policeman has to, you can't, you know, be like, oh, we love me, man, when he's giving you a ticket, right? No, rather, like, there are times and like, the policeman has to have oz. But that oz creates a space for shalom. Hashem oz la'ama yiten Hashem yivarech tamo ba'shalom, we say.
What's the definition?
So, oz, I think, means inner strength. It's like gvura.
So, Yeshua is...
Search out Hashem and His strength.
Okay.
Search out the rachamim, but there has to be a balance of rachamim and gvura in our lives in order to really find that loving face of Hashem. In other words, if I really want to be find Hashem, I need to have that inner strength to say, no, I'm not going to, you know, steal that. I'm not going to sleep in. I'm not going to, you know, just do whatever I want. I'm going to wake up for chakras. And then your yitzhara says, no, I don't want to. I want to have love. I want to, and then you need that inner strength to say, no, I have to do the right thing. I have to learn Torah right now, even when I'm not feeling like learning Torah. And then once I've come from that place of gvura, I can then come to that place of true shalom, of true rachamim, of truly seeing Hashem's face. But we need to, just like Hashem is oz, emulate Hashem's oz in order to get to that place of true feeling like Hashem, feeling Hashem's love. Make sense? At least that's what I think about when I say these words. Cool? We'll stop here.